morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. So this morning, I want to talk a little bit about backyard to Atlantic, but not backyard to Cass County. I want to talk about Hitchcock House and wondering how much you know or how much you remember about Hitchcock House. First of all, have you visited there? Do you know when it was built? Do you know the purpose? Do you know how much it cost to build it? A whole list of questions, and I must say I couldn't answer all those either, but I have been there several times, took some guests several times, and they were fascinated with it. And I also had the opportunity to visit Hitchcock House when a family lived there before it was renovated. And so it's always interesting to me to think about, you know, what it was used for originally, the families that lived there originally, and then getting to be with family, be in the house in its last use as a home. But the Hitchcock House is going to open for tours on Sunday, May 1st, and there are a number of special events coming up that we will mention. But just some background again, just in case you don't have all of these facts in your head about Hitchcock House. It is a wonderful place to visit. It's built on a beautiful overlooking bend in the East Nishnabotna River, and it is some of the richest farmland in Iowa, in the world. So that's why, of course, many people settled in the Lewis area. Hitchcock House is built of brown sandstone taken from Jester's Quarry, and that's still visible near the road going south out of Lewis. The two-story structure measures 30 by 40 feet, so kind of compare that maybe with a home where you live. It's not necessarily teeny. I mean, it was pretty substantial for a family at that time. The walls average 20 inches in thickness. Wood used in the construction is walnut and oak that was milled locally. All of the materials come from the local area. The house has a full basement with a large fireplace and is accessible from the kitchen and by an outside entrance. Originally, a hinged cupboard separated the two rooms in the basement, so to gain access to the secret room, the cupboard could be swung open, and here the fugitive slaves would be hidden in times of danger. And, of course, it was a federal offense to shield or aid fugitive slaves. So when George Hitchcock and his family did that, they put themselves in great danger to do what they believed in. It was built in 1856 by Reverend George Hitchcock, and he was a congregational minister. The house is one of the few remaining underground railroad stations in Iowa. And people who are concerned, who are interested in underground railroads, are doing lots of research all over the country and keep finding out more information about the trails and about the houses and how few houses actually still exist. Fugitive slaves crossed from Missouri into Iowa along the Iowa border, but the fugitives who passed through Cass County came mostly from Kansas Territory. After the 1854 Kansas-Nebraska Act, many slaves seeking freedom entered Iowa at Nebraska City, Nebraska, and passed through Fremont and Mills County. And then from Cass County, the route went east to Des Moines, Grinnell, Iowa City, onto Illinois, and generally crossing into Canada in the Detroit area. Now, according to legend, John Brown preached at Hitchcock House. And this is very likely since he made several trips to Kansas Territory and used the road that passes near Hitchcock House. Another abolitionist was a second cousin to John Brown, and Brown's visits with Reverend John Todd at Tabor and his experiences in Kansas are well documented. So that's the kind of history that goes on and on. Well, as I mentioned, the season opens May 1st, just coming up, not very long from now, so pretty soon we'll be turning our calendars to May. I hope that you know where it is located, and of course you can look it up on their website if you need a map, but it is a mile west of Lewis on Minnesota Street, Nishna Valley Road, and then a half mile south on 567th Lane. The house is listed on the National Register of Historic Places and has been accepted as a site on the National Park Services Network to Freedom. And we have to say thanks to many volunteer hours who makes that happen, because it's not an easy thing to do all the paperwork and all the proof that it takes to say, yes, you should be on the National Register of Historic Places. And in February 2006, you know, some of this is, we're not talking about ancient history here in terms of the work that has been done by groups of volunteers. The Hitchcock House joined an elite group of American historic landmarks when it was designated this National Historic Landmark, and they are nationally significant historic places designated by the Secretary of the Interior because they possess exceptional value or quality in illustrating or interpreting the heritage of the United States. Today, there are just about 2,500 historic places that bear this national distinction. So it is a very special place for many different reasons. Now, as we said, it opens for tours on May 1st, and the beginning time is 1 p.m. The fee for a guided tour is $5 for high school age and above. Children under that age are free, and the last tour each day begins at 4:15. If you have a group of 10 or more, it's a good idea to schedule that so you make sure that you get appropriate attention. During the season, the Friends of Hitchcock House present educational programs, so you can, you know, tour the house, but you also get in on something special. That first event actually has been going on for 23 years. The 23rd Annual Pioneer Skills Festival is on May 7th from 1 to 4, and that's on a Saturday, so everybody's invited to come. Now, the day before, they also have special tours. I believe it's for the fourth graders, and they get all excited and want to bring their parents and their friends, and that's really great. But, of course, anybody is welcome to come on Saturday to see what's going on at the Pioneer Skills Festival. And you will be able to participate in some skills that people of the late 1800s used, like rope making, grinding apples for cider, candle dipping, and there are some others. So all of those activities are free. And then the Hitchcock House tour guides will be conducting tours of the Hitchcock House, and they can answer nearly any question you could ask them. This event is a cooperative effort between the Cass County Conservation Board and the Hitchcock House Advisory Board. Now, you might want to look ahead if you're especially like to be sure of getting in on some of these events. On June 5th, Barry Jurgensen, a high school teacher in Arlington, Nebraska, will be walking 500-mile escape route used by two slaves who escaped from Nebraska City, Nebraska to freedom in Chicago, Illinois in 1858. So he's copying that walk. Also on this program will be Doug Jones from the Iowa Historical Society, who will update Underground Railroad research in Iowa. Lots of that going on. In July, they'll celebrate the 160th birthday of the Hitchcock House with some special personalities and stories included. And then in August, Dan Kirschner, retired founding editor-in-chief of Midwest Living Magazine and Iowa Public TV host, will present a program. And Dan has been in the area in some previous times doing other kinds of stories, but he knows all about Iowa. He's a really good program presenter. Now, all of these events will be held in the Big Red Barn, and there is no fee for those. Now, one other thing that I want to mention, that visitors to Hitchcock House will see a new addition to the historical complex. An $11,000 grant was awarded from the Iowa West Foundation to renovate the old granary into a gift shop, meeting room, storage, and office space. Now, it's been there, but it's kind of getting an update. And a bathroom will be installed for public use on the south side of the building. So, all of that going on. Just be sure to put Hitchcock House on your list of things to visit. And while you're in the Lewis area, be sure to go by and see The Rock. It is quite spectacular there. Until next time, here's a thought from Albert Einstein. The world as we have created it is a process of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking.